reactions? How much is revealed by unrehearsed reactions? Pastor N was deliberately testing them because he is a wise and sharp man. How will these people react, he wondered. Are they ready yet? Do they really want something from God? Or are they just playing religious games? He set out to discover their unplanned reactions. There are strong requirements for those who desire to have a loving relationship with Christ. All wives and mothers know only too well that there's much more to marriage than hugs and kisses. Eliezer was seeking to know how much had been accomplished already in the preparation of this lovely lass, Rebecca. Camels, by nature, are very obnoxious beasts. Rebecca slaked their thirst then, but she did not know that she would later take them home and feed them, and still later take a long journey riding on them. And camels are not the smoothest gaited creatures to ride. Camels figure quite strongly in the story of Rebecca, because the camels represent the means of grace that God uses to bring his children unto himself. What will be the believer's reaction to them? Are they received in the kindness due to a lowly beast of burden? Or are they resented, rejected, and treated with scorn? Will they be welcomed, watered, fed, and happily ridden all the way to Canaan? Eliezer had high requirements for the bride of Isaac. He did not ask how sweet she could sing, how well she could cook, or if she could play the zither. He was not asking what she could do or what were her accomplishments. Eliezer wanted to know what and who she really was. What is she on the inside, in her heart, her mind, her spirit? He realized that he was a total stranger to Rebecca and that he had approached her rather rudely and requested a favor. He also knew that Rebecca had no idea as to what he had in mind, nor had she the slightest hint of the treasures that were going to be given to her. Treasures that could only be obtained by certain spontaneous reactions that proceeded from her heart. In the book of Mark, chapter 7 and verse 20, Jesus said, "That which comes out of the man, that defiles the man." Only because a work of much grace had been done in Rebecca's heart and life did she react so kindly and thoughtfully. Not only was she born with the right inheritance for her part in God's plan for her, but she had also been well prepared and educated in the courtesies of her day. She not only manifested the right graces, but she also possessed a right relationship with her parents and family. Rebecca had not only grown to be a charming lassie outside, but she had also developed a rare beauty inside. And it is the beauty within that the Holy Spirit is seeking to find in the maidens that gather at the well.